The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I want to be in the light, as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heavens.
Welcome to A Passion for Christ, a heart-to-heart conversation with pastors called to build the kingdom of God here in Southern California.
All I want is to be in the light.
Welcome to A Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Donna Rush. You know, it seems as though every time, I don't know about you, but every time I open up my email or I check the news, there seems to be a new study about our young people going through depression and anxiety or searching for answers in a very confusing world, not even finding safety in schools as we have so often seen, and so much in culture that can be just so overwhelming. So I have to tell you, I am very excited for you to get to know my guest tonight because he has a passion for Christ in welcoming young people to his student ministry right where they are and sharing the hope that is found in a relationship with Christ. And he has some unique ways he's using social media too that can help all of us at any age. So we'll tell you about that. Plus a podcast that really encourages us to live and long for the day of Jesus' return. So here to share about his passions is Jake Walker. He is the lead pastor of students at Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles, those critical 6th through 12th grade years. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Donna. It's such an honor to be on Passion for the Christ.
I'm
so excited.
I'm glad to have you here. And I have to say, as we get started, you're a brand new dad. Yes.
I am. My son, William Christian Walker, he's about 2 months old. My beautiful bride, Noelle, is just the most amazing mom already.
Aww.
We're definitely, you know, a little sleepy.
yes.
But wow, what a gift. I've been telling people, I knew I would have a fresh revelation of the love of the Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm having a fresh revelation of the joy of the Heavenly Father.
Oh.
Because I have this new constant source of joy in my life, in my son. And that just makes me realize our Heavenly Father, not only does he love us like that, but we bring him joy when we're in Christ. And so that's just been a really special thing. I have this new constant source of joy in my life, and it's just such a gift.
It's hard to explain that until you experience it,
exactly.
isn't it? As a parent, I know.
Exactly.
Gosh, that's so wonderful. I was going to ask you if that had had any impact on how you like just view life and Jesus and things, and you just went right into that. So it's so true. It's so true. I was wondering, though, has it had any kind of impact on you when it comes to kids, and now that you minister, I know that student group, 6th to 12th grade, any impact kind of there in how you view them? And
well, you know,
they were once that size.
I know. Isn't that amazing? You know, my deepest prayer for William has been, Lord, would you give him a hunger for you? Would you a passion for Christ?
Yes.
We're on this podcast.
Aww.
Would you give my son a hunger for you?
Yeah.
My mom always taught us and told us that she always prayed for our hearts. And she tells us as pastors now, because my brother's also a pastor, my wife's also on staff with us as a youth pastor. And she says, pray for the hearts, because one day these kids are going to go off to, one day William, God willing, is going to go off to college. And then there's going to be less accountability, less oversight, and he's going to follow his heart's desire.
Right.
And so my mom has always taught, my mom's the best mom ever.
Yeah.
My dad's the best dad ever. I have a great relationship with them, but they have taught us and have taught me to pray for our students' hearts. So I pray for William's heart that he would desire Jesus, that he would have a passion for him, have a hunger. And so I don't think it's changed a whole lot, because that's what I've been praying for my students. That's what I want for my students, that they would have a passion for Christ. They would have a hunger, that their hearts would be changed. They wouldn't just obey because they're supposed to, but they would obey because they love him with their hearts.
Or they don't just obey because they don't want to get in trouble from parents or whatever, but it's really that desire.
Exactly.
I love that. I think all of us as parents want that. for our children.
That's why we pray.
No matter their age. That's right. That is why we pray. So you minister to this, as I've mentioned, that 6th to 12th graders at Christian Assembly Church. That's there on Colorado Street, Colorado Boulevard, right there in L.A., by the way.
That's right.
How did you come? You just mentioned this a little bit, that you have a great relationship with your mom and dad. Did you grow up in a Christian home? How did you come to know Jesus as your personal Savior?
Yeah. Well, I do give so much credit, first of all, to God's grace, but also to parents who, first and foremost, not perfectly, but genuinely love the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so powerful, is I saw in my parents, not perfection, but I saw a genuine love for God. Like, mm-hmm. I saw my parents even apologize to each other at times, or even apologize to me sometimes. Not that that happened often, but they weren't telling me, hey, Jake, love Jesus, but then were, you know, being like a Pharisee or a hypocrite and not loving Jesus themselves.
You're right.
They were doing it themselves. They were going to church not because, you know, that's just what you do, mm-hmm. but because they wanted to, and they wanted to gather, and they wanted to love the Lord. So I saw in my parents not the fake thing, but the real thing. Mm-hmm. I think that had such an impact on me. But I'll tell one more story.
Yeah.
And that's when I was growing up. I have a brother and two sisters. I'm the eldest.
Okay.
And my brother Levi, one of my best friends to uh-huh. this day. Aww. And I had another dear friend named Kyle Calvillo. Uh-huh. And we grew up together, and we got really into Nintendo and, you know, GameCube and Super Smash Brothers, which yes. is still a game that people play today.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, but we got super into Nintendo characters, and we would actually, this is when we were pretty young, we mm-hmm. would do like some, you know, making up stories in the backyard or wherever, and we'd pretend to be these characters. And yeah. then it grew from Nintendo characters to Marvel and superheroes and
right.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we would tell these characters, you know, I would pretend to be, you know, Hulk, or Levi would be, you know, Captain America, Kyle, these different characters. And we just enjoyed that so much. And I think by God's grace, this put in me a love for the good. The desire to fight for, like a hero does,
yeah.
for what is good. And by God's grace, Donna, mm-hmm. somehow he helped me see that there's a more real story that's more epic than the most epic Marvel story
yeah.
ever. And I could be a part, like these superheroes were being a part of this beautiful, noble, powerful cause.
Right.
They were laying their lives down. I could be a part of the kingdom of God and see people saved for eternity. How much more epic and important
wow.
is that? Somehow, by God's grace, God took that love for playing imaginary stories,
yes.
you know, and superheroes, and said, Jake, come and be in my story, because he's the hero.
Yeah.
But he wants me to be a part.
Mm-hmm.
And so that God gave me a love for the good, a love to want to be a part of his mission. And what did he give us as his disciple? He said, you know, all authority has been given to me, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything.
Yeah.
And I will be with you to the very end of the age.
Yeah.
Right. And so I have a clear mission, and I get to be a part of a story like I always wanted to be. And so it hasn't been a perfect journey,
mm-hmm.
but I've never, when I came to believe the gospel,
mm-hmm.
that Jesus really lived, died, and rose again in real history, and one day there's going to be a judgment day, and it all depends on, do we know Christ or not? Have we been reconciled to a holy God through Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
If that's true, then I said to myself, then I have to make my life about helping people know this God.
Yeah.
And so that's just a little story of how I kind of developed a passion for Christ, and it stayed with me.
You know what? That's given hope to a lot of parents right now who say, I can't get my child away from the Nintendo
yeah, right.
or the game.
Lord,
maybe they can share this story.
Yes.
Yeah, you can be the hero,
oh,
you know, and
yeah.
share his story,
yeah.
you know, and relate to that. Actually, that's actually pretty ingenious. Do you share that at all? Do you think about that when you're ministering this age, the 6th through 12th grade? That's kind of a great
I know, yeah.
parallel.
I have shared that
yes.
story before, and right now it's kind of like, oh, students, I just pray that you don't get distract. I pray that God would make that transition to be like, oh yes. my gosh, yeah. I don't want to live a digital adventure. Yes. I want to live real. A real adventure, yes. which is found in Christ.
Yes, that's great. I love that. All right, so I mentioned at the top of the program, you know, there is so much going on in culture. There is so much confusion. There is, you know, a lot of young people, the ages that you're working with, they may even have some, you know, social skill deficits sometimes, or depression or anxiety or what have you, because of what they've gone through, and schools being closed for a while and then coming back, and then the things they see in the news, and a lot of culture, things going on in culture, and a lot yeah. of questions. I was just wondering, how are there some unique things now to this generation that you're seeing that you're having to address, and how you're doing that?
Yeah, it's a great question, and there's so much, mm-hmm. you know, but I really – me and my team at CA, mm-hmm. We just believe that God's word just doesn't change. While so many questions come up, and there's so many, you know, loud voices in our society today yeah. that are pointing away from God's word, we just believe God's word doesn't change. And of course, we share it and we preach it and we teach it in a way of grace and truth, right. love, and but we just really seek to humbly and winsomely show who Jesus is and what he says. And we see that students, you know, some students do decide to reject, but there are so many students that are craving a real relationship with Jesus. And so as this, you know, we've come through this pandemic season, and it's been so difficult. And I remember listening on a podcast, Dr. Henry Cloud, a pastor was talking to Dr. Mm-hmm. Henry Cloud, who mm-hmm. is so excellent in so many ways about, you know, helping people with, you know, what's going on in their health and their emotions. And yeah. the pastor was like, Dr. Henry Cloud, what do people really need right now? And one of the things Dr. Henry Cloud said was, people are so separated. We need this connection, mm. you know, and today, you know, our students are so tempted to just be, you know, isolated on their phones. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we're able to offer, you know, at church and at CA is a place to connect with other people
yeah.
who are seeking to know the Lord and come to know the Lord. So we offer life groups, which are small groups of students, in addition to our, you know, our big gathering, you know, a part of that is smaller groups where students can get connected with each other, have people that are loving them, supporting them, knowing them, listening to them, mm-hmm. and can wrestle with some of these questions. I think that's something that our this generation wants. They want to be able to ask some of the hard questions.
Yeah.
They want answers, which we believe God's word gives those answers. And they also need that connection,
yes.
Peace. So I'm thankful that we have a space that we can offer, hey, let's wrestle through some of the hard questions, and let's do it together, and let's have God's word be the foundation and the authority.
Amen. If you just joined us, you are listening to A Passion for Christ. I'm Donna Rush, and we're on 99.5 KKLA. My guest is Jake Walker. He is lead pastor of students at Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles. And if you want to find out more about Christian Assembly Church, you can go to cachurch.com. That is so wonderful what you said about that connection, you know, that this group of students really do need that connection and not isolate on these, you know, games or on their yeah. phones or what have you. And you mentioned the life groups. So share with me how that works. And you kind of separate the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders out, right?
That's right.
From the 9th through the 12th graders.
That's right.
They meet at separate times,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so share with me about that and then how the life groups fit into all of that and what that is.
Yeah. So our ministry for the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade is called 6-7-8. It's on
yeah.
Saturday nights at 6 p.m., just 6th through 8th grade. And we do our life groups by grade and gender. And for those groups, they meet before our actual program. So the life groups meet from 4:30 to 5:30. And it's by grade and gender. We have, you know, background checked volunteer adult leaders as well as pastors that lead those.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, we go over curriculum kind of oftentimes related to what the message will be later, always grounded in God's word. For high school, we do life groups every other week, and it's a part of the actual program. So our high school group, you know, 9th through 12th grade on Wednesdays, We meet from about 7 to 8:30, and on life group nights, we just have a short time of announcements, and then we go into worship, the teaching from God's word, and then we immediately break up into our grade and gender life groups, and we discuss the sermon, how we can apply it to our lives. Again, always grounded in the Bible and in the word. So in the midst of that, going through curriculum, we also have time to just connect and hear each other, listen to each other. Isn't that, somebody said recently, it's hard for people to tell the difference between being loved and being listened to, because being listened to is so close to being loved. And so I love that in our life groups, students have the chance to be listened to, and that's such a way that they feel that love. Yeah. So they get to be loved and listened to, but also get to have the truth of God's word. And that's something I'm so passionate about, is I feel like that's one of the biggest, obviously, weapons of the enemy for all of humanity, but especially to our young people, is deception.
Yes.
And being deceived. And so I love that God is so gracious, so generous, so loving, that he's given us the Bible. He's given us his word. And so I just feel joyful and passionate to show students the beauty and the treasure of the word of God. And so that's a goal, you know, in our life groups, that students would come to treasure the word of God and be transformed through that community.
Now, do you have stories with this, the way that you do the services? Do you feel like these students that attend there, does it create an atmosphere where they're really comfortable in bringing in their lost friends, or bringing in people who would not normally come, their friends that would not normally come into a church?
Yeah, we have new students pretty much every week.
Yeah,
we have
great.
A lot of new students, and we also are intentional about having programs that are specifically geared for our students to. We call them invite nights.
Oh, great!
And so we have programs where. And it's not like a bait and switch thing, like where it's like we're trying to do something totally different than what we typically do. We still have teaching. We still have worship. But we also have, you know, some extra elements and stuff to introduce students. So, we have students inviting their friends often.
Yeah.
And that's the goal, you know, obviously to worship God, to disciple the students that are there, but also to reach the lost.
Yeah,
you know?
To share with others who don't know him. Amen. And just have a place, a comfortable place they know that they'll be listened to and loved, to bring them. That's great. Now, I want to share with all of this passion, and you mentioned God's word and the truth of God's word, something that we all probably, each and every one of us, needs to do more, and that is memorization of scripture. So you are so passionate about this. You've actually started an Instagram account that's specifically geared toward, I guess, all ages.
Yeah, right? Totally. Yeah, anybody.
Anybody can come. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, you know, the Instagram account really is an overflow of just a passion in my heart. So I pray that I would be doing more in my private time with the Lord than I ever do in a public space. That's one of our CA students team's values, is private before public, right? We want to be, and that goes back to my parents showing me this, that, you know, when I was growing up, every time come down the stairs to have breakfast or whatever before I go to football practice, my mom's there with her candle and her Bible and reading, you know, and going after it. And that example is so powerful to me. So I want to be living in my integrity in my private life before I'm ever on Passion for Christ with Donna Rush, right?
Yeah, okay.
And so,
just make sure. No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I love scripture, and I love the Bible, and I love to memorize it. And, you know, I'm thinking of one passage right now. It's Proverbs 4:20-27 that says, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they're life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that God's word is life. Mm. It is health to our bodies. It's a treasure. I think of, you know, Psalm 119, and it says, "Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies. You know, I'm even wiser than my elders. I love your word. How sweet your word tastes to me. It's sweeter than honey." You know, and just some of these verses. And I just think, I just want people to know how powerful powerful and beautiful God's word is. And so it's changed my life. I believe it changes me to love the Lord. And so I just thought, hey, this is something I'm passionate about. This is something I have a little bit of a knack for. Mm-hmm. And so why not share it?
Yeah.
And so I just basically started just sharing it on my Instagram account, just short, little, tiny passages with a thought at the end. And so that's kind of it. Just it's just interesting because it's just something very simple.
But is this daily or weekly or?
Yeah, I was doing it daily for a while. It's kind of now that I have baby Will, it's a little bit more sporadic.
Well, it'll give people a little more time to get that verse memorized before coming back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the goal, that the people will listen and maybe that will be like their memory verse until the next time they check in?
Or what is like, your? It's kind of like the podcast that I'm a part of too. It's really just encouragement.
Yes.
So I want to inspire people to memorize, but really, you know, Hebrews 3:13 says, therefore encourage one another today while it's still called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. I believe in encouragement. And so the heart of the Instagram is really to encourage people in the Lord. And yes, to encourage people to memorize scripture, but really, you know, to put courage in people to follow Christ and to memorize scripture.
Okay, well, so you did memorize the podcast, so I want to make sure we get that in here. From what I understand, that your podcast too is to really equip people to live for and long for the day of Jesus' return.
Yeah. So I just feel like living with eternity in mind,
right?
Living with that day in mind changes how we live today.
Yes, so true.
And so, and throughout, especially the New Testament, it's just constant. The day is coming. And how are the Christians to endure all the suffering and the persecution? It's the hope of heaven. It's the hope of Christ's return.
Yes.
And so I just had, to make it a long story short, I went on a little spiritual retreat, and I was listening to another pastor who I just love and admire, his podcast. It's just about apologetics. And I was thinking about, Lord, what's his, you know, kind of avenue to glorify you? And it was this kind of apologetics thing. I was like, what if I started, what would I talk about? And I just felt like God spoke to me, eternity. That's what you're passionate about, Jake, and people being ready for eternity. And so I was like, you know what, Lord, maybe this is something you're inviting me to. And so my heart is not so much when exactly is the day coming.
Right.
The Lord says,
We do not know.
But he says to live alert, live ready. And
yes.
So I just want to encourage and equip people to think about heaven, to think about eternity, to think about that day where we stand before Jesus face to face. And I believe if we could think about that more, that, oh my gosh, we would live lives of more purpose for Christ. We would live lives of more passion for Christ. And so that's what it's about. I just talk about different topics. It's weekly. It comes out on Monday mornings. It's just like,
what is it called?
It's called Living for the Day with
Living
Jake Walker.
Living for the Day with Jake Walker.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll have to look for that one. All right. So any last moments? We're almost out of time. I can't believe it. Any last just advice you have for maybe parents who are having trouble with kids like, oh, I don't want to go to church?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up praying.
Yeah.
Don't give up treasuring Jesus yourself. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, what was so powerful, one of the things that was so powerful for me, in addition to God's kindness and grace, was the integrity and genuineness of my parents' followership of Jesus. And so I would just say, don't give up. Love Jesus with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength first. And don't give up praying. Mm-hmm. Don't give up being a part of a local church that loves the Bible. And don't do this alone. Get other parents that love Jesus and love their kids. And that would be what I would say.
Well, thank you so much. That's some very sound advice. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for being here so much. You've been listening to A Passion for Christ. I'm Donna Rush, and my guest has been Jake Walker. He is the lead pastor of students at Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles. To find out more about Christian Assembly Church, you can go to cachurch.com. And to find out more about the student ministries there, those 6th through 12th graders, check out castudents.com. You can also find that Bible memorization Instagram account by going to Jake_Walker220, and his podcast, Living for the Day with Jake. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for being here with me on A Passion for Christ. I'm Donna Rush. I invite you to join me weekday mornings right here on 99.5 KKLA. Weekday mornings 5 until 10 a.m. for SoCal's Morning Rush for all of your favorite ministry programs.
You've been listening to A Passion for Christ, sponsored by 99.5 KKLA. Tune in again next week at this same time for another intimate glimpse at what God is stirring in the hearts of Southern California's pastors, here on A Passion for Christ.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.